Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. This year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at the Mishnah talking about the different types of charity givers. We're looking at someone who wants to give or does want someone else to give or doesn't want himself to give. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Of course, with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, talking about practical advice with the help of the sages, and we're looking at chapter 5, Mishnah 13, 5:13. Arba midos benosnei tzedakah. There are four types among those who give charity. Harotze sheitim velo yitno acherim. One who wants to give himself but does not want others to give, that's not good. B'shal acherim. He begrudges others. Yitno acherim v'hulo yutin. If he wants others to give, but he doesn't give, eino ra'a b'shalau. He begrudges himself. That's not good either. The best, the pious person, not just the best, but really above and beyond, yitin v'yitno acherim. He should give and others should give. That is a chassid. That is someone who's pious. Not only do I want to give tzedakah, I would love if everyone in the world gave tzedakah too. Why not be able to help everyone around so that all organizations get the money that they need? Money that can help them do great things for the world. Yitain v'yitno acherim. Lo yitain v'lo yitno acherim rasha. If he doesn't want to give, he doesn't want anyone to give, he's mad wicked. He's just a wicked person. He doesn't want any money to go anyone ever. Not from him, not from other people. Obviously, the best is to give and for wanting others to give and trying to get others to give as well. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out, he wants to give, but no others to give. He wants all the reward and the glory for himself. Begrudges others if he doesn't want others to give charity. It shows that he's not interested in the welfare of mankind. If he wants others to give and he will not give, he begrudges himself. He lacks the generosity that would motivate him to contribute his own money. If he wants to give, wants others to give as well, he is pious. If he does not want to give and does not want others to give, he is wicked. A pious person's heart throbs with charity and seeks it out, and he gives generously. Regarding him, it says, there is one who scatters and gathers more. He gives generously, not just the bare minimum, and God will increase his holdings and make him wealthy. One who refrains from what is proper will only lose. Refers to a wicked person who does not want anyone to give charity, not himself and not others. He refrains from doing what is right, thinks that by not giving charity he will accumulate more money, but this stinginess of his will only harm him. He will lose everything, and so will his friends who follow his example. He's called wicked, since he does not want anyone at all to give, himself included. He has left the ideal middle path, moved in the direction of cruelty, which is the trait of the wicked. Shalmelech also said of him, the soul that blesses will grow fat, and one who sates others will himself be sated. The one who sates is generous in the extreme, pouring out his money and giving lavishly. He serves an example for others and teaches them how to give charity. His generosity is so great that he's encouraging others to give as well. This pious individual gives and wants others to give. He moves away from the middle path to the utmost extreme of mercy. This is how our sages explain the unusual name of Kalba Savua. Why was he known by that name? Because even the dogs that entered his house hungry would leave satisfied. That's how we treated poor dogs. He certainly was exceptionally generous with poor people. As the prophet Yeshayahu said, a generous man plans generous acts and establishes generous acts. The generous person counsels himself to be generous and to give generously, and he establishes generous behavior for others as well by advising them to be as generous as he is. It's also not just generosity in your money. We have a whole lecture about this, the idea of generosity in the lecture series with Reb T and all podcast formats. You know, we want to be generous in everything, in our time. We should want to, in our time, in our resources, in our abilities, in our money, in our energies, in our talents, in our unique capabilities, whatever we could do to help others. We have to be generous, and we want others to be generous too. We shouldn't think that only I should be generous. I'm the most generous person on earth. It would be wonderful if the whole earth was full of fully generous people. How wonderful would that be? It should be that everyone is generous, that we're all generous, and we're all doing generous things, and hopefully the world would be better by its very nature. Join us next time as we talk about the four types of those who go to the base measures, those who walk to learn here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.